Hello and welcome to Balls Out, No Flops, a round 7 wrap-up where things happen and we'll tell you about all of them. Wow. Great fade out, if I do say so myself. Good evening, Ray Carney. How are you?
I'm good, mate. I'm here again. I said I wasn't going to be here.
Yeah. And then you walked through the door.
And I just turned up.
Swaggered through like the cheese, mate.
The baby's still not here, and I had food poisoning a few days ago, and I saw the light. I was there. You cunts weren't there, that's for sure.
No.
It was some good people there, mate. And they said, just come along. The Raiders win every day here. Just come. Stewart's playing again. Meninga's there. They're all there.
Are they all dead?
Yeah. They may as well be. Yeah. They may as well be after this week.
Going to hell. They were tricking you, buddy.
But I made it, yeah. Looking forward to it.
Okay. And in Morton, Paragon.
Hello.
What happened to the Dutch postie?
I don't know.
Hello.
I'm just in a state of euphoria this week.
I thought you'd be a bit more happier, mate.
The man.
This is me.
That's him happy. The man who called never last week on this podcast, mm-hmm. You said you're not going to win a game this year.
Ever, I think I said.
He's definitely said this year.
Yeah.
And now here you go, straight the week after.
Yes.
So you got
it worked.
Reverse Kevorka.
That's it. It worked.
Reverse Kevorka.
What a win.
What a win. It was a good win. But do you want to get to that? We'll get to that later because it was pretty good. All right. So I'm Larry Floyd, your host.
How are you, mate? Well, it's hard, isn't it? You can't ask yourself on here, so we should sort
and
of ask.
And you two cunts have got no manners. So I end up having to ask myself.
Do you care how he is?
No.
You can see how I am.
Who cares? You're the host.
No one here cares how anyone else is on this panel.
Well, you know, when you watch Family Feud, no one asks Grant Denyer, how are you and what do you do for a job?
That's true.
He asks them.
Yeah.
You're Grant Denyer.
That's the first time I've ever heard that guy's name, so there you go.
I know how you are. I walked in here, mate. You're fucking angry, grumpy, throwing shit, just the usual. So,
well, should we discuss why? Because he walks in with our run sheet, and it says intro.
Yeah.
Then it says balls out, no flops, balls out of flop, and then it's got games 1 through 8 just listed.
They still don't get it. Listeners, they really don't get it. You guys are meant to be the smart ones.
You took the time to write that out.
There's spaces in between to insert your bits.
Well, what
how many times have I told you that?
After every 2 games, write bit.
Oh, sorry. I've got to do that as well, mate.
Oh, as well as this. You're a fucking idiot.
Girl said that to me in high school once. There's spaces in between for you to insert your bits.
We've been doing the same thing the last few weeks, mate. So that's
you didn't
what
leave
we've been
any
doing.
Spaces on the run. We can take a photo of your run sheet and put it on our Facebook page.
Well, I thought I was going to run out of room because it's just the paper was all. Anyway, it's all good.
Jesus,
that's the run sheet drama.
It's the work of a 2-year-old.
Oh, look at this. Now you listen, and you listen good, because this is how it's going to be. You're either balls out or a flop. Those are your choices. You don't like it? Well, that's too bad. You'll get a football in the back of your head.
Balls out or flop. What's it going to be?
Balls out of flop. What's it going to be, Ray Carney?
You guys probably got the same. I don't know. But the judiciary system is absolute flop. I can see it
mouthing balls.
It's just fucking ridiculous. And look, why not? It might be a radical idea, but what happens in the game stays in the fucking game.
Oof,
let's leave it at that. Let's not fucking... the Titans got the reward for Latrell being for those high shots last week because he wasn't there.
Yep.
So they've got to be more harsher during the games, I think. So if there's a really bad hit or whatever, it's a send-off. And then that's it. Let's leave it at that. Why are we bringing whole fucking law and order bullshit in lawyers and stuff? I escape all that shit. That's society. I don't want to fucking deal with that shit.
Yeah. No.
And just leave it in the game. And the team, you know, Latrell does it. What did he do? He did it. It was a pretty bad shot.
Look, it deserved. I'm with you. I think it's a 2 week of that one. It's not a month.
It was a war crime.
It's a nothing. It's a send off.
It was a war crime. That's what it was.
A war crime.
It's a send off. And
it's a whore crime.
The Tigers get the advantage in that game. They don't get any advantage of what happened during their game.
They got a penalty. Bullshit. They got a penalty. They got a penalty. That's an advantage.
Yeah, but they should have got
more. No, you're right. You're right. The judiciary is, the system is broken.
Why is it so radical for just to be kept in that game?
It's like perestroika.
Do you think...
Is that right? Am I right there? I don't know if I was using that quote correctly.
I don't know.
When the wall came down, the Iron Curtain.
Well, that was perestroika related.
Yeah.
Okay.
You get the coaches involved, not the lawyers. The coaches will pull Latrell aside and go, all right, you just cost us the game because you got sent off. Don't do that fucking shit again.
But you had some radical ideas last year. Radical. Was it the year before? You get guys doing laps, running laps around.
That's a sin bin. That's a sin bin. That's a 10-lap.
Abdo came out with a statement supporting the judiciary.
Of course he did.
Saying what upstanding, fine citizens they are.
Nah.
You know what I think about Abdo?
Yeah, I do. I
fucking hate him.
It's sort of like...
Because he's an Arab South African. Yeah.
it's like if you're a rich club, you get the better lawyers. It's just like society. Piss off, mate. We don't need that.
We use the same guy every time and he never fucking wins. The Roosters use the same guy every time and he always fucking wins.
Lionel Hutz.
That's who we use, yeah.
Yeah. How did he fuck that
Miguel
up,
Miguel Sanchez, actually, his name is now.
He's, I don't know, yeah, he's got to go.
I agree. The judiciary is a huge flop. It's just the system's fucked. It's busted. All this carryover shit. Just get charged with what you've done. Okay? That's it.
I don't know. Like, why don't I have to miss games? Like, we've got Latrell won a superstar.
Mm.
I'm telling you, the coach, once they start costing games to their team, they'll stop doing that shit.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe they'll just go straight off.
They just go straight off. That's it. And they'll stop doing it.
All right.
They will. That's my flop.
Mm.
And I think it's happening too much, man. The inconsistencies are now off the field as well. It's terrible. Fucking ridiculous.
Terribly inconsistent.
What's your flop?
My flop? Well, I'm going to go to my balls out.
Okay, do that.
Balls out Benji.
No.
Come on. Back the clock. He actually turned back time.
Come on.
Yeah, he's gone into the simulation. He's gone into the Matrix. And he's gone backwards. And he has brought forth the youthful play of his youthful days. Well, not really, because he was doing this shit last year with the Tigers. The difference was there was no one backing him up. There was no one running off his passes.
Mm.
We were running off his passes. He was just sublime, I thought, in a crazy game.
He was. Yeah. Outstanding.
He was good.
He gets my balls out.
Is he going to do that again next week, though?
Yep.
That's always been, in the last few years that Benji hasn't pulled that off every week.
You know what he has pulled off every week?
Bennett?
Don't be like that.
Fucking dust. Just dust.
Mate, you'll be blowing dust one day too.
You know, it was a flop. Anzac Day football. Three games. Winning team scored 116 and the losing team scored 36.
Whoa.
Just three absolute fucking slaughters. It was like
deep statistics.
Turkey were playing Australia.
Well, that's what I was going to say. There was four games on, mate, not three.
Mm. Oh, who won that?
They didn't go so well. The Australian, was it the Defence Force?
Yeah.
Or I think it was like 40 to 12 or something like that.
Turkey won?
No, Turkey lost.
Mm.
But they should have gone to town with that game. They should have got the full Anzac spirit. They should have fucking built trenches just before the try line. They should have had airstrikes going with footballs. They should have really fucking done something with that game.
The Australians should have come in rowboats.
Yeah,
and the Turks should have turned up like 10 minutes after the start, after being summoned by Mustafa Kamal.
Wrong stadium, though, as well. They turn up the wrong stadium.
The Australians turn up at Stadium Australia.
And then,
fuck it, we'll play here anyway.
And half time they should have just met in the middle and had some tea and just, you know, talked about the game instead of running off to the sheds.
Mm.
Just like they did.
It was a poor slate of games.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. And then you give me the Broncos on Friday night again. Like, fucking stop it. There was some just really one-sided game.
They can't be rating highly anymore, surely.
You wouldn't think so. So, yeah, I thought yesterday was going to be a great day of footy. And it's just three slaughters back to back. So I flop it.
Okay, you flop it.
Flop it.
I flop it. Balls out. Do I get a balls out?
Yeah, get a balls out if you
want. Trent. I love you, Trent.
Oh, I was gonna give you balls out as well, but I waited.
Flop. Larry's tracksuit pants.
I'm Larry.
Ray's tracksuit pants. Like, that's not working for me at all.
Are they tracksuit pants?
Yeah, mate. They're pajama tracksuit. Yeah.
It's like an MC Hammer dancer pants.
Like light grey. Yeah, fucking balls of shit all over. I don't know if I can work near that.
Well, they're balls nice and close to you,
no
mate.
No man should wear tracksuit pants that light coloured.
Thank God you're on that side of the table, both of you.
It's awful. Anyway, balls out, Trent Barrett. I watched his press conference twice. It was that good.
Wow.
And what I liked is, halfway through after the first win for the Bulldogs in 200 and something days, last win was against Souths, of course. Mm-hmm. Bounced off you, didn't it? he just went on this bit of a rant about two things. One, Matt Burton will be coming to Bulldogs. Two, I'm not doing Band-Aid quick fix signings. And then one of the journos said, you got the support of the board? And he just went, I will not be doing Band-Aid quick fix signings.
Yeah, that's good.
So, which was an obvious dig. At previous coaches and administrators just saying, you're buying trash. I've got them now.
Yeah.
It's time to clear it. But I think, in all seriousness, Trent Barrett has conducted himself very well in the first 6 or 7
weeks. With aplomb? Would you give him aplomb?
Considering the absolute pile of shit he's trying to coach, I think he's held it together pretty well. He's stayed positive and he's at least giving an impression he's got some long-term vision.
Yeah, he got you good, didn't he?
Oh, he's good looking.
Sucked you right in.
He's Hollywood Trent, mate. He fucking cued the tears right after the game, and he fucking got you, mate.
Well, here's the thing.
He got you good, didn't he?
Here's the Hollywood thing. Trent. Your coach put all your players on notice after the Raiders debacle last week, and they're even more fucked this week.
Let's hope that trend continues because we got him on Thursday.
Yeah, you do. But I love him. But I didn't see any fucking salty discharge coming off his face. He was touching his face a lot. He was
acting it up, mate.
Can we put a ban on Ray Carney just saying the word discharge?
Speaking of that, I was going to label. I know it's Anzac round, but also there was a could have been called inappropriate round.
Ooh.
I don't know if you heard this. There's a couple of commentators said a couple of things that I found, you know, with my 12-year-old boy brain, found a bit funny. Now, Kronk said, he just keeps coming in your face.
Well, that's...
I don't know if he forgot to turn his mic off. I don't know if he's talking about the game, but he just keeps coming in your face.
He's talking about Cameron Smith?
Oh, probably. Allegedly. And then Ruan Sims.
Mm-hmm.
Was celebrating, and I quote this, big men in the middle round. Wow. Big men in the middle.
Big men in the middle round.
Yeah. So she was celebrating the big men in the middle.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it just me? Am I just... Okay, there's nothing happening. I'm not getting much over here. Getting fucking pity laugh
well,
from
Carney. Well, I'm not looking.
This guy's
I'm not looking
at... You know what? Fuck both of you.
That'd be a good round.
Okay.
What... So Trent Barrett, sorry, he's
you going back to Barrett?
Of course, mate. Wait, we've got to spend a bit of time on Barrett. He's just won his first game. I think he is Hollywood. He is just fucking. He's going to die like a rock star one day. Yeah. He's going to die in a 4-day bender. He's going to get some bad heroin and slip in the bathroom or something, and he's just going to die like that. He's just
You know what?
Mysterious.
You just read out the run sheet for my retirement.
That's how they go these days, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just bad hair.
He's too good looking. He's ridiculously good looking to be a football coach. Come on.
So you like the lead men, eh?
Hey, you know he is. Come on. For a football coach. He's just ridiculously good looking.
He is. How is he? Do you know much about him?
How old is he?
And like, how is he? How is he as a person? I don't remember his history as a player.
He's generous. He's witty.
Did he get up to anything stupid?
No.
No?
Not really. He was a bit of a stalwart at St. George Illawarra.
Yeah. It's mysterious.
He was from Illawarra, wasn't he?
Mm.
Yeah. Came up from Illawarra.
Played Origin.
Played, yep.
In Australia. He played for Australia.
He must have at some point.
Yeah.
He was a pretty good 5'8". Played a bit of lock, I remember, late in his career. He's a decent player.
Got slapped in the face by Nathan Brown.
Now, Nathan Brown looks bigger and more. He's gone the Bellamy diet. He's more ripped now than when he played.
Yeah. It's coaches' drugs, man. That's like they're Morris on, and for Sharks. Like, they're all just looking.
They're on the good shit, the coaches, aren't
they? It's like World War II. German World War II soldiers were on meth, amphetamine, right?
Yeah.
That's what's happening with the coaches.
Mm. Bull sperm as well, I believe. That's what Hitler was on. Seriously, he was.
When
he
had to be
two injections in the ass every day.
How about this one? What about during the Para game at half time? Because I was looking in the dressing room as the Para players were coming out. There was a trainer holding this big sort of bucket with a towel over it, and they'd all lift the towel up and take a snort.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And of course, on Fox they go, "What do you think they're doing there, Shane?" To Shane Flanagan. He's the man to ask about what are they taking in a dressing room.
Exactly.
He claimed it was Vicks bullshit. In hot water.
Yeah, right.
I think it was bullshit.
Yeah, no way.
Vicks actually the name of my dealer, so makes sense.
Have we done our balls? Did you have a balls out?
I'll go flop. My balls out was Trent.
Trent.
Yeah.
I can't even remember.
And Desi. I was going to bring Desi up, but I won't.
And they called him Trent.
And they called him... You're listening to Balls Out No Flops. Email us at ballsoutnoflops@gmail.com.
Penrith remain undefeated. The only team in the competition, 7-0, 24-6 over the Knights. Clinical. It was a very hard, fast game, this one.
Mm.
This was... it was like the rules were going to break the teams halfway through the second half. There was a 20-minute period at the start of the second half where there was no – the ball didn't go out. There was no stoppages.
Yeah.
No one dropped the ball.
Yeah.
I don't know if I liked it or not.
It's pretty intense, isn't it?
But it was insane.
But the thing is, you can't get up and go for a piss.
No.
You can't go get a snack.
No.
You're fucking tied to the couch when there's no breaks.
Mm.
The scrum was so good for me. I used to get up and have a piss. You know?
Scrum, fridge light.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Walk past the missus, fart, you know, pretend nothing happened.
Pack down for a scrum, whatever.
Now nothing. Now I've got to sit there the whole time.
Do you still hate the Panthers?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Of course. Good. How could you not?
Good. I want that fucking firing.
What about you? Do you still hate them?
I hate them. Okay. I still hate them. They feel like an under-12 side still. They're just, like, it reminds me when we were... when I was under 12s, my coach would do this stupid training drill where we would do every fucking training session would be go up 10 meters and back. And then we'd have to yell up as a group and then back. That's all he fucking did.
That's
for
my
whole year.
We're back at Gallipoli.
And then we'd have to, at the end, if we did that for like half an hour, whatever, we'd have to celebrate and run and jump and give each other a high five. And it was very important. That's what they do always. And they made it a big thing. It's childish.
That's the thing about junior rugby league coaching. It's so innovative, isn't it?
That's all we did, mate. It is
wonderful. You had bricks thrown at you.
Yeah.
And he's running forward and backwards 10 metres.
Yelling up and back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get the mercy of fucking morons is the problem.
Is Brian human? He should be in a martial arts movie, this guy.
He's from the island of Dr. Moreau. You know that film?
So can he play Origin or not?
Yes. Short answer, yes. Long answer, maybe, with a few caveats and tests.
He does so well for his size, man. He's just in the run beast. Meters.
Yeah.
Crazy,
if
man.
If anyone plays super coach and doesn't have him, you're a fucking idiot because he just makes millions.
He's gone over 200 meters 6 weeks in a row.
Yeah. He's a beast. He's an absolute beast.
Great name as well.
But you know those short guys are quite, they're hard to tackle.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
But he doesn't look like he'd be hard to tackle, man. He's not like fucking muscular.
Oh, come on.
He's small. He looks pretty small.
Mate, you try to tackle him, it'll look like one of those fucking... You know when they shoot the fucking cannonball at the fat guy at the circus?
Well, he's not that round. Actually, he's not that round, Toho. Come on.
Look like a vagrant trying to catch a greasy pig.
A gypsy.
I like when Toho combines with Staines and it sort of sounds like, oh, Staines. If there's a brown in there as well, it'd be fantastic.
Uh-oh, brown but, Staines. Yeah. Well.
Back to the pants.
Yeah, they're playing a very dangerous game with those.
RP Coruscant's coming back. RP Coruscant's coming back this week.
That's insane, isn't it?
He was probably their best player last year.
That's insane. They're just such a fucking good team. They also beat the Storm, didn't they? That's
just. They held them up over line, remember? Yeah, right on the buzzer.
Can I just, like, there's some absolutely diabolical examples of recruitment around the NRL. I'm looking at you, Tigers. I'm looking at you, Bulldogs, etc.
Yep.
Like, I would throw some serious money at that kid who's been playing hooker for Penrith for the first 7 weeks while they've gone undefeated, Mitch Kenny.
Yeah.
The fact that he's just seamlessly fitted in there and they've just...
Gone about his business.
Yep.
I didn't even know his name until you said it.
But that's the thing. You haven't noticed a drop-off, have you?
Not at all.
There's been no, oh, fuck, Coruscant's out. He was probably their best player last year. This kid's just slotted in. That's the kind of guy you want to go sign. He's been tested. He's ready to go.
They've just got so many good players.
Yeah. Oh, mate, they're just coming out of their ears, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, but they're making players as well. They're not just fucking going out there and buying players. They're practically just all those guys. They went through hell for a few years, and now it's their time. So enjoy it, Panthers fans.
How many Panthers are going to play Origin this year?
All of them.
All of them.
Cleary?
You just have the whole team.
Is Cleary playing Origin?
Oh, yeah. Of course absolutely.
He's definitely. Luai playing 5'8".
Of course he is.
I don't know about that one. He should, but I don't know. Okay, let's
who
say yes.
Who would you have?
Who would I? I'm not saying who I'd have, but
you'd have
Cody's the incumbent. Or Whiten.
Angry Cody.
No, way Whiten, mate. Fuck Whiten.
Angry Cody. He's angry all year, then he gets to Origin, he just disappears. Yeah. He's just shitting himself on the sideline.
Don't be like that. Okay, so Luai.
Stephen Crichton. He was in the squad last year.
Was he?
Yeah.
In the centres?
I can't see.
You got all fullbacks in the centres, man. Nah.
Brian Toto.
Yeah, you got to have him.
They're talking about him.
Is he in New South Wales?
Mm.
Is he? Okay. Yeah.
He played one game for Samoa, but he played juniors. I read it tonight. He played juniors in New South Wales.
Well, look at who you're going to have on the wing. Look at who you're going to have on the wing. You got to have fucking Trbojevic.
Yeah.
Okay. You got to have Trbojevic, Latrell Mitchell, the wing and center.
Pappenhausen
and
Tedesco.
But this is all
Tedesco's fullback.
Yeah. New South Wales played blokes out of position like Gutherson last year.
And Gutherson too.
We played Gutho in centers last year and it failed dismally.
I wouldn't have Gutherson.
I think you got to have proper wingers.
Toho would be fantastic.
Okay, you fight like the wingers.
It'd
now.
It'd be fantastic.
Wingers now, biggest part they got to obviously finish movements and score tries, and the other thing is bash that ball out from the try line.
Yeah,
Trbojevic ain't doing that.
Oh, I don't know.
No ways. Those hard yards out from the, you need a proper winger, man.
He's got something.
If you have Trbojevic, you can't have another out of position winger, in my opinion. You've got to have one bloke who actually plays the position.
Man, they're going to stick fullbacks in there all the way through.
They're going to have Pappenhausen and
Trbojevic 5 metres out from the line, with Queensland kicking in a corner all night, and you're going to have those two blokes trying to bash it out. Because that's the modern
game.
It's not even bashing out
for Tommy Turbo. People get close to him. They get close to him and they try and tackle him, and they just slide off his hips.
He's a majestic gazelle.
You know why? Because fucking Desi. Took him from the back, mate.
Manly.
He grabbed Isaiah Yeo.
He played last year.
Oh, who do you drop for him?
No, he played last year.
Okay, so he played in the back row. Yeah, I'd give him a...
So there's at least 3-4 Panthers. I mean,
yeah.
There's 7-0.
There's probably 5 Panthers.
Probably.
There. Yeah. Yeah, look, I think your Toto argument is solid. Much like the man himself.
Is Fisher Paykel almost the best prop in the game?
Almost.
He's close, isn't he? He's consistent, man.
Yeah, he's very good.
He's good.
Biceps from here to fucking wazoo.
What about the Knights, lads? was 10-6 at half time.
Good on them for, you know, making a game of it.
They hung in there.
They played well, man, considering.
Yeah, considering what... But they've been bashed pillar to post and they've got injuries all over. So.
That's right. And I still think Kalyn Ponga's up there now with the top tier of, you know, amazing players in our game.
Only when he shits tier. Himself.
No, he played all right last week as well. So, I think I shat myself last week, so I'm hoping to have a good game today. But anyway.
I know I shat myself yesterday.
Knights are 3-4. They got the Roosters next week. Tough times coming for them, I reckon. And the Panthers play Manly next week. This is one for you, Ray.
Yes.
At Bathurst.
Oh, that'll be good.
You love the Bathurst game. Well,
the sky, all that sky.
Big sky.
Manly's played already. Where did they play last week?
Because no one wants to watch them.
Yeah.
I like watching Manly.
Do you?
Well, now.
You're no one.
I'm someone. Who are you?
I'm the guy introducing the next game. Titans 30, Souths 40.
Yeah, it was a...
What the hell's going
70
on?
70 points.
It was a game of three halves.
Souths win their sixth game straight. Why were they wearing Titans jerseys?
Oh,
that was a RAAF jersey with the...
yeah, but...
I know, it shat me. It shat me too.
It was a Titans jersey.
Yeah.
It was a colour, but it's a RAF colour too.
What the hell? Of all weeks...
It was an Anzac.
I get that, but of all weeks, they wear that...
I know.
...against a team who wears that colour.
Yeah. I get it. But I'm not happy with it.
Titans have lost two straight. 76 points have let in two games.
What about Fifita, though?
Well, he should just play first half.
Three tries. Well, we shut him down second half, but first half... Let me tell you this. First half, I dissected this game to its detailed minutia. Okay?
It was one of the more entertaining games.
Oh, it was fucking crazy.
Yeah, great game.
Mm. Man, I was up, I was down. I couldn't... No toilet breaks.
Can I pause you for a second? We'll get to your minutia. Why was this game on at 6 o'clock and that shit was on at 8 o'clock?
Because of fucking...
Come on, man.
Brisbane.
Because of Brisbane, yeah, I know.
That's just...
Unbelievable. Minutia, continue.
The Titans were able to pull apart our shapes because with Latrell gone, we made crazy switches all over the place. People were just fucking... Cody was fullback. I didn't even know until about, 10 minutes in.
Me too.
Yeah, I couldn't tell.
I don't think he knew.
No. And then...
okay, he was fullback. Mm.
Yeah, I honestly don't think he knew where he was playing for a while.
Benji was
he was forgetting
where Benji, he was playing. Yeah, Benji was named at centre, but played 5-8.
Correct.
And then we had Jackson Paulo brought up.
Mm.
So the shape was a bit out of shape. They were able to sort of pull us out of shape. But fucking Liam Knight and Plummer.
Yep.
A plumber, man, they just missed. They kept falling off Fifita every time he ran at him. They just fell off. It was like
there was
PlayStation.
There was an under sixes try there.
Yeah.
That one where he beat six guys and he was pushing guys and he'd go backwards a couple of steps. He'd just go push another guy.
Yeah.
It was like fucking Gulliver's Travels, mate.
Yeah.
All these little midgets.
How could they not miss that? But anyway.
He's doing that every week, though. It's not just South, mate. He's been doing that the last few weeks, like single-handedly doing the under six try every week.
But
so
then
it's crazy.
Comes second half. Well, actually, they scored a fantastic try.
And we've talked
at
about
half-time.
This, eh? Them spreading the ball on the first tackle. You kick to the corner, we'll take you on, we'll spread the ball.
In the last minute of the first half.
And brilliant ball movement across their own try line.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. And our boy, Corey Thompson.
Yeah.
How good is he?
He's fantastic. He's high scoring, super coach. Very high. There's another guy you've got
to
get.
There was some that was a great try. And in the try in the second half where Benji flicked the ball back in. And the one he scored when he gave it to AJ in back. They were brilliant try. There were some great tries in this game.
How good's Colin Matangi though, huh?
Good on him.
He should be playing fucking Origin.
He's a great edge runner, isn't
he? Yeah, he is unbelievable. And he's got hand skills. We were talking about this before, Morton, that the reason I see for the skills a lot of these Polynesian players, because when they're younger, they play halves and they play centres and then they just grow, their bodies grow so big, they get moved into the engine room. And so he's got some silky skills
hands,
there.
Yeah.
So what's the go with South scored 20 points in the first 20 minutes of the second half. It pretty much looked like Demetrio did all the talking in the dressing room. Is that the normal go?
I think so, yeah.
I think that's what's happening now. Demetrio is the play coach and...
It's Bennett Weekend of Bernie's up there,
Bennett
man.
Bennett is the man
in and
manager.
Out of reality, old Bennett. He's got no idea what's going on.
Did you see him dancing last week? He's the man manager. Great game, though. Some great tries.
And great press conference again from Bennett.
Yeah.
He just gave him nothing again. Yeah, and
I love that.
The whole Benji thing, he's just like, well, no one wanted him. No one wanted him.
Dead on.
So, and he was just fucking, he's playing it well, man. 100%. Good on him. Good on him.
South scored 30 points in the second half and 100% completion rate.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
So their second half was pretty spectacular. Fafita touched the ball twice in the second half.
Yeah.
So is that him? Is that the team? What's
going on? I don't know.
I think South's had more of the ball. That 20 minutes, well, that 20 points.
70% of the ball, yeah.
Yeah, but seriously, twice in the second half after scoring three tries. Yeah. What's doing there?
I don't think they could get into those areas where they use him as an attack. So because South's just had the ball on their end a lot of the time, so it was fucking hard.
On the other side of the ledger, we let 30 points in. Which if you can outscore a team, all well and good.
It's just one of those teams that just don't panic. You know you've got attack, and once it clicks, you know you're going to score points. Yeah. And it felt like the players were like, all right, all good. We'll just go to the sheds. We'll have a talk to old wise man Bennett, and we'll come out.
Old Gandalf. None shall pass.
It's kind of impressive how the South's players have realised very quickly how good Benji is.
Mm.
They've deferred to him.
Yeah.
When he's on the field, he gets the ball.
He's a leader, man. You guys could have had him. He rang up the Bulldogs and said, I'm available if you want me.
Because his brother's there.
Yeah. I don't think...
And Manly too.
But I don't think he would have worked at the Bulldogs. He needs, at this stage, because we just said he...
It would have been much of a muchness.
Would have been like the Tigers.
Yeah.
And you can't do it.
Players around
you need the players that know how to back up around him.
And you can't do it every week. You can't do that every week. He can't start the game and play a whole game every week and do that.
Oh, I totally agree. You can't wear him out before the end of the year.
No.
You got to ration his time.
Yep.
And if he's coming off the bench most weeks, that's exactly what you want. And then when he has to come in and pinch hit like the other night because you've got injuries, suspensions, whatever. But Latrell's out for 4 weeks. I wouldn't be playing Benji, starting him every week.
They will, though. What else are they going to do?
Mate, you got a long game here. You got to play a long game with him. You want him.
Well, actually, Taffy might be back next week.
Taffy?
Taffy.
Taffy, the old warehouse boy.
Taffy. You know Taffy? He's a young gun 5'8 that's been coming up at... he's very good. He played the last 2 years in, what did he play? Charity Shield. He's very good. Actually, threw a ball. He's sitting, the players got balls to throw to the crowd, and he threw a ball, and I caught it, but I was sitting down. I didn't stand up, and the guy behind me just pulled it out of my hands.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
that's poor form.
Wow.
Now, Larry, have you
didn't
seen...
do anything?
Nice. He's going to give it to his kid.
He's a mature man these days.
He's pushed his kid over.
Larry, have you seen the South's menu log ad?
Yes.
Now,
would you like to review this in any way?
No.
Whose performances did you like or not like in this thing? I saw it last night for the first time.
Really? It's been around for years.
Is it?
Yeah. I can't even remember who's in it.
Craig Wing. He is in it.
He is in it.
Yeah. Remember we saw Craig Wing down Coogee Beach?
Yeah.
You see everyone down Coogee Beach.
Yeah.
Well, that's where they all
live there. Yeah. It's fucking Hollywood.
So that's it. No review of the menu log ad.
Snoop Dogg was good.
He was good.
Inglis, I don't know. No. Is it Ben Hunt in that too?
Yeah, Ben Hunt's in it. Ben Hunt.
Why is he in it?
I don't know.
Is he the
waiter? He's in everything.
Is he the waiter for menu log?
Yeah, he's delivering your food.
So that was a fun game. I just wish it was the 8 o'clock game so people could have watched that in prime time. Like, I missed the start of that game because it's a shit time slot. Come on, NRL, put the good games on at the good times.
You're listening to Balls Out No Flops. Flick us an email at ballsoutnoflops@gmail.com. Keep listening. Oh, yeah.
Parramatta 46, Brisbane 6. Controversy swirls around
about the run sheet.
The studio about the run sheet.
It's the last time you guys will see a run sheet, mate.
He's got
I'm turning up, and that's all I'm doing, mate.
It's a fucking mess.
Oh, you're not writing 10 words on a piece of paper?
Larry had
still
the Tigers playing four times in round 7. The run sheet's a debacle, and so are the Brisbane Broncos. It started with Xavier Coates dropped the kickoff.
As soon as that happens,
bang.
Nine times out of ten, that team is just gone.
Martin Bella.
Yeah.
Remember?
That happens to Souths all the time.
Sivo scored on the fourth tackle of the match. That was where Brisbane's willpower extended to four tackles.
Yeah.
They just spread the ball left. and he just ran over unmarked.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
Then there was that fucking Broncos sort of blackout, sort of capitulation shit going on. And then they let in the first half 3 tries in 7 minutes.
Yeah.
Every week they get piss
week in the start of the second half, aren't they?
Oh, that was in the first half. Normally it is the second half, but they didn't even get that far this week. So it was 8 tries to 1. I mean, they made Bryce Cartwright look good.
Yeah, exactly.
Can I make a stronger point than that?
He played great. The Northern Territory too, didn't they?
Did he play great?
Well, he had offload. They made him look good, but I think he's found a bit of form. He was offloading, he was running hard, he was breaking the line, and he was scoring tries.
Breaking the law. What line?
Yeah, I know.
There's nothing there.
Why the fuck did Kevy take that job on? That's just a...
You know, what he's got to do is he's got to get the old boys together and go around.
Sick of the old boys.
Yeah, well, he's got to sacrifice them. He's got to get the old
girls together.
He's got to go and kidnap all their children and pets, all the players' children and pets.
Okay, now it's
and right. Basically, the players will have to play for their survival. So that's the way it's got to be.
So he's an Eastern European comes out of you sometimes, doesn't it?
Can you imagine that team then? If their favourite fucking pet or their kids?
They'll be playing like Liam Neeson in Taken 2.
Yeah, it's like Taken.
So that's the only way out for the Broncos at the moment because their fucking roster is fucking horrible, man. Yeah.
You know who I feel sorry for?
And they just lost Dearden.
Well, they didn't really make an offer to him.
You should be happy for
him. So they think they're getting someone at halfback.
They think they're getting Reynolds.
This kid might end up being good, Dearden, but he hasn't been anything so far.
No.
But they didn't put an offer in. The Cowboys have taken him. So the Cowboys have got Chad Townsend and Dearden, and that's the same guy. Like, I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah, that's
anyway.
Terrible, man.
They're planning to win the 1986 Grand Final.
You want to talk about balls out. Chad Townsend at the age of 30 somehow getting a contract for 3 years at the Tractors, which comes out at about $700,000 to $800,000 per year. Mm. Chad fucking Townsend. On the wrong side of 30.
That's insane.
Have you seen Chad Townsend try and tackle? Like,
yes.
He's got nothing.
Yeah.
Anyway, who I feel sorry for? Seabold.
Well, there you go.
They're no better.
That's right.
But the old boy mafia is out in force at Red Hill saying Steve Renoff, who talks a lot of sense when he's in the media, but Steve Renoff was a brilliant player.
Very good. The Black
Pearl. It's all about recruitment. These boys should have never been put to... He's on this mantra. These boys should have never been put together. When will the people who recruit be held responsible? Well, he wasn't saying this last
year
when his mate wasn't coaching. And all these Brisbane old boys, they've got every fucking excuse now that Kevy's there.
Yeah.
But nothing has changed. Seabold, he wasn't one of them.
No.
That's the toxic... That's why it was so toxic there last year. He wasn't one of them. Yeah.
He's educated Kermit.
Mm.
And they didn't like it.
So part of Brisbane's problem is they had Wayne Bennett for so long.
Mm.
And that worked. And that was great. But when he went, so there was no dissension there. He fucking owned the place, right?
Yeah.
He was the Brisbane Broncos from day one. And then when he left, blokes like Seabold have come in and it's like, you're not one of us.
Yeah.
And I can see it now because they are backing Walters to the hilt.
Mm.
And he walks in after that game up in Darwin and he gets a Broncos jersey and waves it at those players like, you know, as if that's going to fucking do something.
Yeah. Mm.
Last week he blew shit out of them before the game. Well, that might work for one week or one half, but that's not coaching in the NRL.
He doesn't understand what he's dealing with. The youth of today
are
entitled and they don't give a shit.
But he's going to get such license compared to Seabold.
Mm. But what's he going to do? I mean, he's got to buy, fuck it. They couldn't keep Fifita. That you would have thrown everything at Fifita.
Mate, they can't keep anyone. That kid who played fullback for the Warriors last night's a Broncos player too. Players are leaving Brisbane en masse.
To go to Warriors.
Well, look, they did. They're keeping Staggs and that Ricky guy who looks pretty good.
Ricky.
Staggs will be in the halves. I think that's what they're going to go for.
I can't see him playing in the halves.
I think that's what they're doing. They got rid of Dearden.
He played in his youth.
Yeah.
Fuck, I played the ukulele in my youth. Who gives
a fuck? That's just putting your best player in there.
Bring it in next week.
That's just your best player putting in the big position, basically. They're just throwing everything at it.
No, he's not exactly Darren Lockyer, is he?
No, that's right.
Like, I think they're having flashbacks there. But
he did look good last year, though, Staggs.
Because he's a centre. When he plays in the centre, he'll be good.
Yeah. What about Parra?
Just clinical good. Performance, man. Like
very clinical. They always win up there, don't they, at Darwin?
Did what they had to do.
They always beat the Broncos. They always win at Darwin.
Look, I don't think they'll play. It was an opposed training session, really.
It was. It was. But they came out and they fucking did a number on them. They didn't just win. They smashed them.
I thought Moses stood up. I thought that was...
He always does.
No, he doesn't always.
With the against teams of that quality.
Yeah, he's a real flat track bully guy.
Yeah. Like, and so is Gaffer.
Yep.
Queen Gaffer.
As usual, Papali'i. One of the buys of the year. He's just the gun.
He's fantastic.
And Cartwright, like you said, has just played fucking fantastic.
Cartwright. And
Dylan Brown after his little video escapade. I was hoping for a little bit more, but all good.
He played. So was she.
Guessing you, mate, Dylan.
Yeah.
Broncos played the Titans this week. Friday, prime time, of course.
Oh, fuck me.
I would really like...
Well, it could be okay. Pangai on Fifita.
Well, if the Broncos can't get up for this game.
Yeah.
I don't think they can after that round. I think they had a bit of hope after that performance against Penrith. And then to come out and play like that, I think they're done, man. They're going to come last.
They're pretty horrible, aren't they? Like, they got jack shit.
You guys owe a formal apology to Seabold. And I'm expecting that next week from you guys. A full written apology, from both us. Of you. Yeah, because the amount of shit you gave him. Forget about the old boys.
You two. And you weren't party to this?
Not me,
you're
mate.
The leader.
Not me. Not me.
You're still doing Seabold riffs along like with 2 weeks ago.
You wanted to take it to North Korea.
You had him breaking into cars in Newcastle like 3 weeks ago.
All right, let's move on.
Let's move on. Yeah. Should we move on?
I think so.
We should move on, shouldn't we?
Why?
Sharks. Yeah. You're fucked because you lost to the Bulldogs 18-12.
Pretty correct. Congratulations, Mr.
Congratulations, Cogra. Mate.
Sharks.
Did you make it down there to Cogra?
I did not.
Oh.
Damn.
Dang.
The first, we went up 12-0 because of our mate Dugs.
Yeah.
So the first try, just Will Hoppawattie got the ball and just threw Dugs off three times. Absolutely nothing play.
Yeah.
And then a nothing kick came across the field and Dugs just missed that as well. Dugs.
He's good for that.
Has suggested he's going to Japanese rugby. Yeah. Now the thought of Dugs in downtown Tokyo.
He'd be a superstar over there.
Man, I've been in downtown Tokyo. Okay.
How would the 126 million Japanese take to Dugs?
I reckon
they would cross the road to get away from it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I reckon they'd embrace him, man, with all the tats. He looks like a manga character.
Yeah, no. Man,
you
don't understand the cultural sentiment.
Would they come up and give him money and fruit? Would they think he's...
I don't think so. They probably come up and give him bags of shit and vomit. Vomited prawns.
Yeah.
It was 18-0 at half time, but probably the highlight was Talakai's hit on Dury.
Oh, Jesus now, Christ.
This was as close to a car crash as I've seen in years.
Yeah, that was insane.
This was fucking wild.
Yeah.
Like,
fucking that. And he's in trouble. He's in a bit of trouble.
They're talking
Talakai.
He might get 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. Well, he didn't put his arm out.
He did not.
Kind of did, and then it connected with the with the face.
Well, that was the first hit up that bloke took.
Yeah.
That was his game. He ran up. He got destroyed. It looked like, you know, when they put cars in that crusher thing when they're done with the cars. Yeah. And they just fucking, just it comes out in a little square.
The cube. Where do they go? Where do those cubes go? Anyone out there knows where those cubes of cars go? Email us.
Was it intentional?
He was intentionally trying to kill him.
Oh, yeah.
Kill him, yeah. But
he blindsided him. Just fucking whomped him, man.
Wow, that was just wild. It was hard. He spun around. It was just...
Very rarely a player's trying to make contact with a head, though. So it's this thing.
Oh, no, he wasn't intentionally... No, he wasn't intentionally trying to hit his head. He was intentionally shouldering him to stop, though. Mm. It was an intentional shoulder charge to stop his momentum.
Yep.
But not to hit him in the head, and it just went wrong. And I think that's why the shoulder charge is outlawed. Yeah, it was a big hit. I mean, it was spectacular. You'd see it on an advertising reel. If you're trying to advertise a game overseas, that's the sort of stuff you show.
Mm.
Kyle Flanagan can't kick a ball, like, at all.
Yeah. For a halfback.
He can't really pass either.
Yeah, and like you said, I noticed this week, he does stand 15 metres back so he doesn't get tackled.
Yeah, he's a dinner suit halfback for sure. Avarillo runs at the line, but...
I like Avarillo.
He's okay.
He's got moxie.
He has a bit of a go.
Yeah.
And I think the Bulldogs have I know Cronulla were off. That was the John Morris karma game, right?
Yeah.
That's what that was on Saturday night. The Morris getting a flick, players getting disgruntled. We're pretty shit.
Give yourselves a bit of credit.
It was,
mate.
But the team has to be down for us to beat them. But we have improved since the Pommy came back, Luke Thompson.
He's got a bit of mongrel in there. In the middle. Man. And imagine Hetherington on there as well that game. That
happened last week, didn't it?
Fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
You're building, man. You got Burke.
We're building.
It's going to be
who
good.
Who you got next week?
We have the Eels.
Oh, can you imagine?
5:30 Saturday.
Can you imagine? 17-16 win on the buzzer. The man who can't kick.
I don't even know.
Or tackle or pass.
I didn't realise this because we never score. He takes like 6 minutes to take a conversion. Yeah. And they just let him.
Yeah.
Like that's they call time off, but he just keeps going. Like he's the slowest kicker in the game.
There was rumours that he was a little bit annoying as well. Now that play is annoying, but
he's a grub, man. Yeah. He's a grub. Yeah. He does grubby shit and he antagonizes people.
Well, I've got no problem with that. He's come to the right club then.
I think Parra are going to do what they did to the Broncos, who had a good game the week before, and come out and level your guys back down to earth, I think.
Can we focus on the Sharks?
Yep.
They've won two games and their next four games are Melbourne, Penrith, Souths and Saints.
Oof.
Yeah.
Like they're in a shitload. I think this year's a write-off now.
Yeah, they'll be lucky to get one win out of that.
So fucked they got rid of Morris, man. That is just so fucked. Like, they did it. It's just, they shouldn't have done it,
Townsend's jumped ship.
Yeah.
It's bad.
That's falling apart.
Bad signs.
The ship is sinking.
They've just said to the fans, fuck you, this season's over, giving them no hope.
Yep.
And just fucking, it's so bad, man.
I think it was 18 of the starting players in that game on both teams are off contract at the end of the year. And most of them are unlikely to be re-signed by the club they're currently at.
They need other players in, though.
Mm. Well, fair enough. Neither team's travelling well, right?
Yeah.
But, like, there's a lot of players there who you think would be tearing it up for trying to get a contract, but I'm not seeing it.
Good luck to you.
Apparently, the Dogs are chasing Toby Rudolph, Aquaman, like crazy. They're after him.
That's a very good buy.
If you get a couple more players on that roster, man, that's going to be huge.
We'll come, like, 13th.
Oh, you're getting... The Fox, Josh Adokar. Yeah. If you pick him up and
did you Toby see
Rudolph and Burton.
Well, did you
maybe
see
Brendan Smith as
did
well.
Did you see Penrith's power play on Burton after Friday night? They're like, it's in his interest to stay here at Penrith.
Yeah.
That's fucking...
And in the press conference, Barrett actually just straight up addressed and said, I spoke to him yesterday, he's coming here, and Burton came out Monday, said I'm going to Dogs next year.
Yeah.
But Penrith doing this, like...
Yeah. Fucking
the kid signed a contract. No one held a gun to his head. He signed
Who
a contract.
Do they think they are? Oh, the Panthers. Shit. Those shifty, shifty
now,
Panthers.
We saw that little thing at the end of the game. I don't know if you remember the very last play of the game. It's 18-12, and Cronulla were tackled like half a metre from the Bulldogs' line.
Yep.
18-12. About 6-7 seconds left.
Yep.
We just lay on them.
Yeah.
We just didn't let the last tackle happen.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you going to do? Set, restart? Good on you. Who cares?
Mm.
That's how you finish a game.
Yeah, that's
what with the new, without new rule.
Yeah, perfect.
What? How do you combat that then with the rules? You say stop the game and
not with
send
that amount of time,
off.
You can't do anything.
Yeah.
Maybe you got to go, well, that's bladed.
Like there should have been one more tackle in that game and they were literally, we were gone.
Yeah.
They were half a metre out and we were shot and we just laid on their player.
Yeah.
Mm. So that's the little... chink in the armour that set restart. Go, you Dogs!
Magazine. Nah. They'll take commentary in the Saturday Review and, let's see, Newsweek. I grab one of these. Take them all.
$1 and a quarter. Hey, Ralph, how much is a copy of Orgasm?
Just put them in a bag, will you?
What?
Orgasm. This man wants to buy a copy. How much is it?
Doing a sociological study on perversion. I'm up to advanced child molesting.
Oh, who'd have known, eh? Who'd have known? Oh, that's from the man himself.
It's draft day.
Draft day.
Welcome to draft day. Here are the rules, gentlemen. You, us, we are going to draft four players each.
Four?
Four. One of them has to be a forward, at least one.
Yep.
This week's draft is you are straight up, you have a new franchise, and you can pick any player in the NRL currently playing you want to be in your team. If someone picks your player, that's theirs. You don't get them. Do we understand the rules?
Yeah. Yep. How do we? We've got a scissor.
Larry
paper,
Floyd,
rock,
you're on the clock.
Oh, okay.
You get pick one.
Pick one of any player I want.
Anyone. Who's your player? You're starting a team. You want the best player in the comp. Who are you taking? Must be currently on a roster.
How long do I have?
You have 10 seconds.
Okay.
No one wants to listen to you think.
Can someone just hum the Woody Allen music?
He's about to lose
Ray
his turn,
Kay, mate. You're number two, just so you know. You have 5 seconds, Larry Floyd. Who's your player?
I'm going Latrell Mitchell.
Oh,
of course he is.
He's going Latrell.
Mate, he was leading the Dally M. He was leading the Dally M.
Do you know I didn't even have him in my top 10? Isn't that crazy? Ray Carney. Pick number one for you, sir. You cannot pick Latrell Mitchell.
Teddy. You giving me shit about Latrell?
Teddy, mate. Thank you. Next.
You're up. Fucking hate my pick.
Go on.
Cameron Munster.
Oh, good.
Yep,
no.
I do. I hate it.
It's a good pick. Good pick.
You're starting the team.
Okay.
He's the man. Larry Floyd, pick number two. We have Latrell, Teddy, and Munster in round one. Who are you going round two?
Okay.
Maybe you must have one forward in your four.
Yeah. I'm going Cam Murray.
I did have him in my list.
Oh, there you go. That.
Ray Carney. This is tension. I like this.
Yeah, there's some tension.
Going Fifita.
Oh, yeah, he was on my list. Nice. You shouldn't have put yourself last.
Okay. I will go.
What kind of coach are you?
I'll take Harry Grant.
Oh, fucking hell. You wanted Harry Grant?
Here's my forward none too. Oh, we all took forwards. Round two. We all took a forward. Well done. Well done. All right. Mr. Floyd, who's your third pick? Latrell, Teddy, Cameron Munster, Cam Murray, David Fifita, Harry Grant. Who you got?
Ryan Papenhuyzen.
Yeah. Are you surprised I didn't take him?
Yeah, really? So I thought he was your first pick for sure.
I was going to, but I think Munster's, man, his Origin series last year was insane.
I haven't picked a half yet.
Doesn't really matter. We're not picking a whole team.
Not a whole team. These are superstars.
You'd think you'd want a half, right?
Ray, who you got?
I'm going to go... Oh, fuck. Cleary.
He was the first name I wrote down. No, actually,
I say that with a lot of anger.
He was the third name I had written
down. I'll go Panther Tau as well. I'll take Viliami Kikau.
Kikau!
Man, you got him running out there.
Yeah, that's true.
Larry, do you want to do 5 picks each or four? How many players you got?
I kind of like this.
Okay. Well, we have another pick, we'll see.
For some reason, I got Ivan Henjak down here.
Our friend Biff's got a bottle of Ivan Henjak Memorial Port.
Is he dead?
Whatever. You want Henjak? You can have him if you want. Nah, Ex-Broncos coach.
Yeah. Let's see. Do I need another four? Do I need a half? I've got a lot of South boys in there. Do I need a hooker?
Just go South.
I can't believe you just didn't load up on South.
Well, I've got two South boys in there out of four so far. You know what? I'm going Tom Trbojevic.
Oh, Tommy Turbo.
That's an interesting one because if you're going on pure talent, we've just picked him number 10, right? And he's obviously an insanely talented player.
Yeah.
But then you're like, how many weeks would he play? That's the thing. Yeah, I had him on my list.
Buy. So you're saying it's a bad buy.
No, for him. I had him really high on my list, but yeah. I'm like, honestly, if I was picking, how much actual time on the field is he, would he have in a normal season? Because every year he seems to get injured, right?
Yeah.
So it's an interesting pick. He's a great player.
Can I take another pick?
No.
We'll do a round five. We'll do a round five as well. So we got... I'll keep going. You know who we got.
Ray. I'm wiped.
Ponga. Oh. Yeah, I said it. Deal with it.
Okay.
I said it.
This Ponga.
Got the room very quiet there.
Yeah.
He's a great player, man. He's a great player.
This one's for you, Larry Floyd. I'm taking Damien Cook.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Over Coruscant?
Yeah. Well, do you want one more pick? You got one more player or what?
Yep, okay. Coruscant.
Really? Really?
He's pissed off about the Cook pick. Yeah.
That was a spite pick.
You got one more?
Papalihi, Parramatta Papalihi. Not
Josh. You're putting him that high.
Yep, don't care, mate. He's in.
That's fucking
He's
mental.
A gun. He's a gun. You can't have a team like you can't have fucking five bloody halfbacks in there.
No, we haven't.
No,
I've got three fullbacks.
Yeah.
I'll
tell you now, my team wins.
I'll take Luke Keary, thanks.
Yeah, okay. Good luck. You take the concussion
hear him?
With it.
Do you want to hear him in the order we picked him or what each panel member picked?
What each panel member picked?
Yeah. Larry Floyd picked Latrell. He picked Cam Murray. Surprise, surprise. He picked Ryan Pappenhausen, Tom Trbojevic, and Arpi Coruscant.
Oh, that's a great team.
Ray Carney picked Tedesco, Fifita, Nathan Cleary, Kalen Ponga, and Team Wolf Papalihi.
What a team, that's mate. Good what a team.
The wise old man of the panel, Morten Paragon, picked Cameron Munster, Harry Grant. Oh, fuck, stop there, seriously. Cameron Munster, Harry Grant, Kickow, Damien Cook, and Luke Keary. Who's your coach?
Yeah.
Oh. Without notice, who's your coach? You get first pick.
No, Bennett.
Serious?
Yep.
Bellamy.
Would you really take Bellamy?
You threw that away.
You take Bellamy?
So, of course I would.
And I'll take Trent Barrett. Thank you.
I threw it away.
That was the draft. Yeah. We would love you to hit us up on email or Facebook. Send us your drafts. Tell us who your best five players are right now. They've got to be next week, lads. We're doing the most overrated draft.
Ooh.
Current players in NRL.
My first pick.
Current NRL players most overrated. That takes us to game five.
Jesus, is that all?
Oh, shut up. Don't worry, we can just sit back and enjoy this one because the Raiders are kicking ass, but they lost 26-24 to Ray Carney's favourite team, the Tractors. Mm. Wind him up.
Yeah, and let him lose.
Let him go.
Do you want the diehard fans' overreaction?
Yes, of course. That's all we want.
Well, you get rid of fucking the whole back line. You get rid of half the forwards.
Good.
You get fucking rid of the water boy. You get rid of all the fucking members. Just burn it all down.
Burn it down.
And start again, mate, because we are done.
Coach? Everyone except fucking Ricky.
I'll tell you what, Ray, seriously, he fired some serious shit off after last week's game. There's blokes who think they're NRL players and they're not. Yeah,
and I still
don't... he was thinking he was going to get a massive turnaround and he got it for one half.
Yeah, we're
struggling. That's a worrying
against
sign.
The Tractors too.
Mm. I didn't agree with some of the changes. Like Tarpany, he hasn't been playing that bad. Like, he's had a few lazy moments here and there, but he dropped him.
That's because he was involved in that fracas. The fracas.
Doing nothing. Papalihi's not really dealing with these rule changes, I don't think, because he had some fantastic plays, but he carried the ball like three times. He was only on there for about 15 minutes.
He's really looking like Grug now, isn't he?
Yeah, he's looking a bit unfit, a bit slow. Wyden, what the fuck are you doing, mate? Get it together. He kicked it out on the full again.
Yeah, we predicted this.
It's always, every week he does that, and he always has these crazy brain explosions, but usually he follows it up with some brilliance, and the brilliance isn't coming.
I watched this game with Jimmy the Hand.
That would have been.
And Vince Panther. He was apoplectic to start with, and then he just said, no, good. Good. Yeah, yeah. This is good. This is good. This is what I want.
Yeah. I like that.
I don't want to get, you know, now I don't have to be involved in the season anymore. I don't want to get upset. Yeah. I just know where we're at, and this is it. I don't expect to win anymore.
Two things, Ray. One, in the last three games, you've lost three in a row. You've let in 91 points.
Yep.
So your defense is shit.
That's second half as well. Look, who's letting
Who's letting the tractor score 26 points?
Seriously? Croker.
Croker, yeah.
Croker, okay. Well,
Curtis Scott.
How fucked is he?
We had Sebastian Chris play on the wing. He's got to play in the centers.
He was good in the centers, man.
He was great in the centers, and we've got to work out who's in our forward pack properly. We've still got Havili coming in as a third hooker playing in forwards. Like, what's going on?
Ricky Stewart's draft is shit.
No, the players aren't. I don't want to blame the coach. The players are just fucking, I don't know. We got off to a crazy lead, and then we just come out and just play like shit.
You pissed it away.
Yeah. Larry, you've coached a lot of young men in rugby league.
I have.
So when you come out after a loss the previous week and go on a rant like Ricky Stewart did, and then they shit the bed again, and not just shit the bed, they were winning this game easy. They scored 24 points in the first half and lost. Like, what do you do this week?
Well, taking a page out of...
I hope you say Stalin, but...
Well, next best thing, Ray Carney's book. you know, I threaten to drag their mothers down to the local glory hole and just say, this is what's going to happen, okay? Yeah. This is what's going to happen. This is what you did to me, and this is what's going to happen to you.
He's out of options, isn't he?
He's not out of options. Yeah,
he should have kept his powder dry.
He ran hard.
It's a long season.
It's a long season, and we have lost three in a row before in 2019, and we all know what happened that year.
You're playing South this week.
Yeah, we are. I'm the same with Jimmy the Hand. I'm sort of just relieved that
you're going to come watch it.
No, I'll probably have a newborn by then.
I don't want you to come watch it.
Good.
I want to focus. I want to focus.
Last time,
insane rant.
Last time, is that down in Canberra?
It is. Yep.
Last time Souths played the Raiders in Canberra, I think I was here and I drank a bottle of Fireball.
Yeah, you did.
That was a good night.
That was nice. That Fireball.
Yeah.
There was.
Nice the next day coming out of my fire hole.
We have beaten
Raiders
a few
have beaten
times.
Souths 7 of the last 10 games, and these trends usually go against us. We turned it around with the Roosters, but this trend, I don't. I think I put this as a big danger game, but one we got to win.
Mm. Was John Bateman was he your spirit animal? Was he your mojo?
No, he was great. Mm. He was great. But
there's definitely something lacking there.
Yeah, there is, and it's just like this team has been playing together for a while now, and we've had the upset of 2019, 2020 didn't work, and then I just feel like they've just been playing together too long now, and
the window's shutting for them.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And, lost your fullback,
and they're feeling like it's a hard road ahead. It's a long
Hudson
road ahead.
Hudson Young, what the fuck's up with him? He's done fuck all. If he's not finger banging someone's eyeball, he's got nothing.
Corey Huruanaira, who's also changed the pronunciation of his name now, so it's Hadawida something. No, I don't know exactly what it is.
Widow.
So, again, that's another player that's
too much name out. Changing.
Yeah. It's like Me Too movement, mate.
Well, what about your guy, Trotrich?
Yeah.
It's Trotrich now.
That's another Raiders player.
Have you ever seen anyone carry a football like Nick Trotrich? No, he carries it up on his right shoulder.
It's Nitch Trotrich.
Someone, you didn't even teach him how to carry a fucking ball before you spent $600,000 on him. He is the most Unco Gumby.
Trotrich. Sounds very gypsy to me. And so he would have been carrying a baby.
He looks like he's lactating at times. I was just thinking on watching that game, I thought, is this partially, was Bateman like your mojo?
Yeah.
Was he a driving force when shit went bad? Because...
Yeah, he was the one that'd come in and make big plays, right?
He was.
He'd come in and do a big hit, or he'd reef the ball out. He'd fucking do something.
Last year, back end of last year, he was a bit quiet, though. Mm. Right? We had Williams and Wyden step up. What's his name? Hodgson slowing down the ruck and play the ball. Fuck that. Bring him back. We needed him out there. I think he would have controlled the tempo of the game a little better when the game got away from us. And we need him back. And also, I don't think we need to underestimate the green arrow, lime arrow.
Yep.
Agreed. The defensive decisions at the back.
Yep.
That's where all our tries are going, correct, mate. Our fullback's not there to fucking cover the ball.
He saves a lot of tries individually, and he obviously organises the defence. What do you got? What about Todd Payton? Three in a row.
Yeah, what about the Trackers?
Three in a row.
Is he turning his shit around? They got the Warriors this week. That's a winnable game.
That's winnable. Look, he is. For some reason, they're winning. They're not giving up.
Who have they beaten? They beat Raiders, Dogs.
Dogs.
Storm, Sharks. Roosters.
Sharks? It must be another easy team.
Had to be, surely. Yeah. I'll have a look. But, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, he's doing something with them. They're staying in the fight.
Yep.
I mean, it's what was it, 24-something at halftime? 24-10 or something? Mm. And they just...
24-6.
24-6, yeah. 24-10 was our score. Yeah.
Pretty disappointing when your team scores 24 points in the first half and they just...
Yeah, they
stop.
Give up that lead.
So we saw that with the Titans.
Yeah.
We saw this with the Raiders this week. Teams just absolutely shit in the bed in the second half. Like, come on, yeah.
No, the Tractors are doing well. They're ploughing along quite nicely.
Yeah. Well, let's see them play. Little tractor joke there. Top six, let's see how they go with that. But
yeah, it's Tigers, Bulldogs. So you're the biggest team they've beat.
Yeah, we're not a big team anymore, though, are we? Are we in top six? I don't think we're even in top
you're
six
eight.
Now.
He's doing
you're
this.
Coming eight.
He's doing this oh, every right. week.
Yeah.
Yeah, write that down.
Yeah, write that down. They're coming eight.
Write that down. All right. Anzac Day kicked off with... I went to this game. I went out to this game. Can I say the... Lancer band from Parramatta, who were beside the Albion Hotel, if you know Parramatta, they've got a little barracks there. They did the Anzac thing, and this female army, whatever, person, singer. Man, she should be the new person who sings every anthem at every event. She was the highlight of the day.
Yeah. Really?
She was belted out. Elizabeth Smith or something?
Yeah. She did the New Zealand and Australian anthem. I'm like,
belting it out.
She should just be the new anthem person.
So that
kudos to you.
Actually, that...
I think that was her name, Elizabeth Smith.
Yeah. Brings up a question for me. Do you join the army to join the singing corps? Can you just go join the army and say, I want to be a singer? I want to join the Australian army, I'm going to be a singer.
It's not a bad option, is it?
I'm playing the trumpet.
Go to Afghanistan, play the tambourine.
Yeah.
Tambourine.
Do you have to sing
that? You're walking behind the fucking commandos. Go...
Do you have to sing it at war?
Add a bit of fucking mood and atmosphere to the raid.
Do they get sent over to war zones? Like Bob Hope?
Well, do they have to sing at war? They should have to do the national anthem at war. Yeah. If you're going out there, come on. If they were doing it in sport, let's do it at war.
Like before it starts?
Yeah.
Yeah. Before the
quick
war.
National and then bang, guns fire.
It takes away the element of surprise a little bit, I would imagine. Anyway, the Tigers were winning 6-0. And
they
dominating.
Played for half hour. They were very dominant.
Well, kind of, but they had all the field position and all the ball.
That's what I meant by dominant.
But never really looked like doing anything with it. And they lost 40.
And that's what you meant by kind of.
They lost 40-6. And they were absolutely diabolical. We left at about the hour mark. I was with Biff. Who's back from Melbourne.
Biff. You got a fucking...
Biff, who sat through a Rana Park Magpies,
yeah,
but couldn't sit through this shit. They are...
This is, yeah, this...
Now, I know Trbojevic is good, but he's just running between two guys.
That's
like,
what I mean.
He's like a magician.
It was like... I'm telling you, Desi's got some magic. You know he does. He's got some sort of magic, and he's done something to him because he was running through players. Like, they're just fucking sliding off him.
It was like the Dal Sim special move in Street Fighter.
Now, we were sitting
before me, appear behind.
We were sitting behind the goals, level two at the northern end, and Manly are running towards us in the first half, and they put on three tries in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And when you watch a Manly game now, when they have the ball in the opposition half, you just watch Tom Trbojevic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just watch him because the ball is going to him for that money play every time, or they're using it as a decoy.
But he's doing it well because he's actually moving constantly. Yeah. He's not just staying on one
what
side.
What I don't understand is how he can break those tackles. He can have two tacklers converge on him and he'll just pop out the other side and he does it again and again and again.
He's brilliant.
Is it hit power?
He's not the fastest player.
No.
And he's not the strongest player. But there was a couple of times yesterday where he actually got tackled in the second half and he was livid with himself that he let people tackle him. Mm. Like, he just expects to break that tackle every time.
That's arrogant. He should play for the fucking Panthers.
But he's so used to doing it. Like
his hips are pretty thin though. Like they yeah. like he's got to be. He's pretty tall. His legs are pretty muscular. And then that hip area, I think yeah. players are going in to make the tackle and just going.
They're missing the hips.
They're missing it.
They're missing the hips. That's what happens if you're marching from across the Eastern Front with your cardboard. On that, does it? They had close-ups of Jake Trbojevic, and to me, there's a couple of times he looked like he was plotting to kill Hitler. He just had that look on his face, this intense European look, like he was making a plan to kill Hitler.
But I saw when I ran into the Storm Bulldogs game a few Saturdays ago, the game I ran into Craig Bellamy because I came in so late. Yeah. As I was going in, I don't know why, but Tom Trbojevic was out the front of the members area.
Just looking for Hitler. That's what he was doing.
Sucking on a lollipop. He looked like a fat 10-year-old kid who just had a freaking COVID vaccination. He's a contradiction in terms. That's what he is.
What about the Tigers, though? They have a fucking amazing game against South, and then they just give that glimmer of hope to the fans. Yeah. And I've been there with the Raiders. They've done this to me numerous times. You've given up on the team.
They're number one for bullet on give you a bit of hope and then fuck you over.
Jesus, like, yeah.
They are a punishing team to follow, man.
So I feel sorry for the fans.
I know another fan that went there and he left early too.
They hate an event too.
Yeah.
Leichhardt, the Tommy Rodonicus game against the Cowboys. Anzac Day.
They do.
Anzac Day.
I remember Raiders played them. They needed to beat us to make it into the eight. By 40, I think we beat them.
It must be hard to support them. But footballers' cycles, where to for Madge? Everyone's saying he's safe.
Well, the thing
safe?
Is,
I thought they're going to sack him.
They gave him a 2-year extension 4 months ago.
Yeah.
It's not his fault.
And he's only the second second coach to be re-signed. Jeez. Every other coach has been given the arse.
Yeah, so they got to try something. Like it's the
Cleary,
mate.
Who ran away.
Yeah. Right away. But in hindsight, how fucking smart was he?
Aren't they still paying fucking Reynolds? What's going on now? Aren't they paying bloody the other guy, the big forward?
Oh, they're signing as well.
Like, it's been horrible. You got bobblehead there.
James Roberts. Yeah, so it's 18-6 at half time, right? And as I came up with my drinks for the second half, the Tigers get a reset right at the start of the second half. They actually put together six decent plays and they get a reset. So Manly dropped the ball out. We're 1 minute into the second half. If you've got any hope, you need a good start. And James Roberts falls over like he's fucking drunk. Ball goes into touch and Manly score from the next set.
Yeah.
Oh, he's there. The Leilua's, James Roberts. Brooks is just...
Roberts is cooked.
Nothing.
Isn't he? Roberts is cooked.
The
he's
fullback,
done.
That Dane Laurie, he tries hard. He's way too small.
Yeah.
He just gets belted and he's not quick enough either. Like he's decent, but he's not great. And I can see why Penrith weren't crying when he left. But they were doing things like, even at the end, like, say, 15, 20 minutes to go, they bombed two certain tries, one on each side of the field, where the centre draws the winger, winger's unmarked, and on both sides within a couple of minutes, they just fuck it and the ball goes over the sideline. Yeah. They can't even run just a basic backline play. Part of that's coaching. Come on.
Yeah. It's got to be.
Yeah, but who's then the week before, they matched it with the Rabbits. That's the thing. It's attitude, mate. I think it's just attitude. They're just fucking... Maybe it's the coach not bringing them up again, but maybe they were two up last week. And that's a trend that's happening at the moment. When a team's... Like, the shitter teams, obviously. When they're really up 1 week...
With all due respect.
They just can't sustain it the week after.
They don't look fit. Like, they were on top the first 20 minutes, but then they just...
A match team not fit is just...
We were talking about this yesterday. Because they looked so tired after 20 minutes.
But like, he belts them, man. They're overtrained, if anything.
Manly put a kick downfield, and it would take the Tigers forwards three or four tackles after 20 minutes just to get back behind the ball.
Yeah.
Like, they're standing in the Manly line. They can't even get back. Like,
that's fucking crazy.
They're not fit. Man... Hard road for Tigers fans, I'm telling you. They are fucking woeful. They got the Saints this week. Now, Manly have Penrith this week.
Manly have Penrith.
That's going to be a good game.
Is it?
I hope so. So
I think it will. I'm saying yes to that.
What are you saying about Manly? They were going to come bottom last. Yeah. Now, what do you think?
I can't make anything of it. Like, I cannot... I was sitting beside a Manly guy yesterday, and we were talking about this Trbojevic thing and this effect of one guy.
Yeah,
it's. I don't think I've ever seen a team like this who have just
gone.
Their mojo is completely dependent on one guy.
Yeah, it's insane, it is, isn't it?
How good did Cherry Evans look yesterday?
Yeah,
with Trbojevic there.
Well, did he get a double? He got a double, almost a treble.
He looked brilliant all of a sudden.
Yeah,
because he's got someone to pass to.
Almost got a turkey.
I don't know what to make of him, tell you the truth, Ray. Like, I don't think, I still don't think they'll make the A's.
Who are Tigers got?
Tigers next week of Saints.
Okay, well, that'll be interesting. Both teams there need
Tiger Saints or okay.
Tiger. So I'm looking forward to Panthers Manly. That'll be a good game, I reckon.
That'll be a great game, man. Well, hopefully they turn up Manly and do something with it.
Well, if they can hold the forwards, if they can hold the Panthers forwards, then
would we agree that the Tigers won't make the 8 this year? Because if they don't,
I'm not sure they'll make the 16.
If they don't, that's 10 years.
Yeah,
10 years of not making the 8.
I don't think
Nadge was the right call.
Oh,
I think they had to go with a young gun.
Though, who have they got in their team, though, mate? They got no one.
Mate, they
They
got Adam Dewey.
Oh.
Duahe. The dream team. They got Alex Safer and Duahe.
They're a mess.
Okay, and our correspondence from the Earl of League is marked confidential this week.
Ooh.
Confidential, so that's why I'm reading it out to an audience of tens of hundreds. Okay. From the Earl, confidential. Larry, please keep this email confidential.
You're a vault, aren't you?
I am.
You're an absolute vault.
Excuse me. I was shocked at Morton's recent outburst regarding the royal family.
Here we go.
Not shocked about what he actually said. In fact, I totally agree with him. I was shocked that he actually said it out loud. Balls Out No Flops is now a global brand, and Morton is an ambassador for that.
Mm.
That's really well said, and I like that.
Yeah.
I'm concerned that he might be losing it for some reason. That's why we employed him. We've got people on the edge. We only want people on the edge here. I think that you and Ray should sit down with him and try and find out what was wrong. What is wrong?
You've been doing that for a while, mate.
Just know.
You two asking me what's wrong. You two. Continue with your confidential
email. He goes on to say, I appreciate that the Dogs are shit at the moment, which may be playing on his mind.
Yeah.
Also, his name sounds a bit French, so he might be prone to being emotional for no reason and throw himself around a lot.
Well, let's go with no and yes.
He does throw himself around a lot, just on unsuspecting females. So it might be something as simple as a dodgy crepe that he had just before he recorded the show.
Could be. Thanks for thinking that I may have a reason for my outburst.
Okay. Earl.
It was a great outburst, by the way.
It was
very good.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm sure that the consummate professionals like you and Ray can get to the bottom of this and help Morton understand the level of performance that is required.
Yep. Should I take a week off?
Are you sucking on me now?
Should I take a week off?
I'll slap you on the helmet. With my helmet.
2 weeks off.
Yeah, I'll need 3. You two set the gold standard. Which Morton should aspire to.
That's great. Great email.
The brand.
We get a picture of his pants on the website.
We need to get a website first. The brand needs to avoid confrontation with the royals if at all possible.
Being
of German origin, they can be right vindictive. A right vindictive set of bastards. You just watch what happens to Harry and Meghan. Far be it from me to stereotype, though.
Meghan,
isn't it? Sorry.
All the
best, the Earl. Some interesting words there, and I wholeheartedly agree that Ray and I are the gold standard.
Gold standard in shit.
Well, everything needs a gold standard.
I hope we get an email that's not confidential from the Earl next week so we can read it out.
Yeah, well.
Traditional Anzac Day clash. Roosters 34, St George 10. There was a lot of St George wingers taking heads in this game.
Yeah, whoa. That was a biggie.
Mm.
That was Pereira.
Pereira.
Is that him?
Pereira.
Yeah. Pereira.
Mm. And Ravalava Ding Dong, he smashed Morris.
Yep.
Just before we go on with that, Henry Perinara, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Announced his retirement.
He's announced a heart condition.
Yeah, he was blacking out apparently during the Raiders games, I believe.
Blacking out for the last 20 years.
He's blacking out in the video box.
So he's still having a go at him?
In the bunker. He's blacking out the bunker.
I think he made this up.
Can he do bunker though?
He was diagnosed with supraventricular tachycardia.
Yeah, SVT.
He's abnormally fast heartbeat that causes shortness of breath, dizzying, sweating, or fainting.
Yeah. And.
Wow.
And,
you went full medical
A propensity to drink nectar.
Mm. Leads to bad decision making, impotence, and looking like a fuckwit.
So this leads me to the question to you two panelists.
Am I worthy of this question? I'm
setting the gold standard here. Let's see if you can rise up to it. He's killing him. That's what I like. Are the Roosters still interested in TJ now that his cousin, the ref, is Gonski? Will they be buying him now that they haven't got it in with the refs?
Was it a package deal? Was it a TJ Henry package deal?
I think it is a package deal. So they're still interested. Let's see if that contract falls through. Mm. I think we all know why.
Yes.
So anyway, we were talking about the Dragons Roosters game.
Well, what is it with Roosters players and concussions, man? Teddy's racking up a few now too.
Mm. Yeah.
Like they are seriously having a run with concussions.
Yeah, that's true.
But the Walker kid stood up here.
Yeah. He was good.
Teddy went off and he played well.
Yeah,
he took over really.
I think Roosters are still not top three, but they'll be pushing for the top four with power, I suppose.
They managed a big win, man. It was a big win.
It was a big for a Dragon side who have been going pretty good. You know, they beat Parramatta, which was good, but they didn't turn up the week after.
Yeah, I think the Roosters will beat all those, you know, teams 6-3, 6-16. They'll beat them.
They're
professional. I just think it's when they play the elite teams. South's got the wood on them for sure.
Yeah.
I think they will really struggle to beat Melbourne this year, and you'd think Penrith will be too much.
Penrith will put
them
away.
Think that absolute top tier, I don't know if the Roosters have got the ammunition this year to compete with them. The rest of the team, they'll equip themselves well, but they're not the team.
Yeah.
What about the Morris brothers, man? Like, is it a thing like in your final year, you should just get fucking juiced up? Who cares if you get caught? It's your final year. Just fucking go to town.
Is that for every profession?
Yeah. Why not?
Fantastic.
So, would that explain Henry Perinara?
Yeah.
Because they're fucking playing unbelievable, man. They're on something for sure. How old are they? They're like 34, 35.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And they're still fucking outrunning some of the fucking teenagers.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
They played some good football. Sam Walker did stand up.
He's going to be...
Potentially... Well, look...
No, so he's going to be good, man.
Yeah, but he's got... One of his tricks that he always goes to is just that Harbour Bridge pass. Yep. And, you know...
Which would work in juniors, right?
Yeah. Some teams are going to just go, right, he's going to do that.
I haven't done it yet.
Intercept, wallop. Yep. You know, they'll shut it down.
Yeah, but he's only throwing them when it's, you know, when it's on. So he's got the good, you know, hindsight to sort of go... That play is fucking unmarked.
Foreskin.
to give it out to the wing that when he's not marked. He's not going to throw that when the play is marked. And he hasn't. He hasn't done it yet.
We'll see what happens when
he's a good player, man.
Nelson Asafa Solomon is running at him.
Yeah, they said that about Fifita. They said it about Haas. They called all these young players and they're all fucking living up to their names at the moment. And they reckon this kid's just going to be Joey Johns type. You know, he's going to be good. So I reckon he is.
Well, on that, the Roosters offered him a 5-year deal today. Nope. And that's very off-brand for the Roosters.
Yeah.
They don't go beyond 2 years. They never go beyond 2 years. And they've offered him 5.
That's crazy.
So they're seeing a lot of potential in him.
He's confident.
Yeah.
He's definitely confident.
And on that also, fucking just a little side note, the Barty and the Professor who are on the Matty John show, they're doing a bit in the Roosters shed. They were playing our music when what's his name? Politis was walking around, and they kept playing the Godfather music.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, they're listening. Shout out to you guys. Stop stealing our shit.
Especially you, Barney. I'll fucking have you at Blacktown Station, mate.
There you go.
And I'll have both of them.
Yeah. Who's the composer of the Godfather music?
Ennio Cucina.
You know what he's doing at his podcast right now.
Yeah.
Giving it to us.
Yeah.
So,
hey.
Ray, I worked it out. I can tell you exactly why the Morris Brothers are good. Morris Brothers were born in 1986. Coincidentally, a year Canberra won the competition. that means they turned 18 in 2004.
Yeah.
They are possibly the last players standing in the NRL who grew up without the distraction of mobile phones.
Oh, there you
boom.
Go.
Yep.
What do you think of that?
I'll take that.
Mm. So all the time they spent.
I think we're Chuck Benji in there too.
There you go. As kids. Playing footy outside, that's true. Doing things in the afternoon, hanging out with their mates, kicking balls around. They've just got more reps in.
Yep. Not playing snooker on their phones.
Mm-hmm.
Do you reckon they would have had fun being the twins? They like, you know, going out on dates and just swapping
I'll
each
other
and stuff like that.
I'll tell you
like
a story about George and Tom Burgess. Mm. They were out at a club at Coogee, again at Coogee, and a friend of mine, well, it's a friend of my brother's, she's a very attractive young lady, and she was hooking up with George. And George says, "I'm going to the bar and I'll get you a drink." Tom came back with the drinks, hooked up with her. She
That's
could not tell the difference.
Mm.
And then George came over and said, "You couldn't tell the difference, could you?" What happened after that? I don't know.
You've just ruined a marriage, mate. Because isn't one of them married?
Neither of them were married at the time.
Tom's married. Tom spent Saturday morning in Sin City nightclub up on the Gold Coast, and they took a photo of him talking to a blonde. And Tom's wife has come out going, "I don't give a shit."
Yeah,
good on her.
That's great.
Like,
and his hair's growing back.
Yes,
he was going bald a couple years ago.
One of them's a movie star. He's in a movie. Oh, I forgot.
Is
what
it nobody?
Movie.
Baby John Burgess.
No, which one's in England at the moment?
George.
He's in one of the Marvel movies or something coming up. Like, he's a huge security guard in it. He's got a speaking part in it.
I thought he was Lenny in Mice and Men. So, we've worked out why the Morris brothers are good.
And Benji.
And I think I've worked out why Saints are not so good the last couple of weeks. It's when Josh Norman turned up. What's his name? The eye gouger. Maguire. Since he turned up, they've turned to shit.
He's finger blasted.
Griff made a few changes this week. He shuffled blokes around. He put Clune on the bench. He tried Bird in the halves.
Did you read the pre-game lineup? The numbers were all over the place. Yeah. I was fucking disorientated.
Yeah, they started at 400. The fullback was 400. Yeah. They went to 417.
We used it for our Keno numbers.
Yeah.
It was just a fucking shambles.
Did you see the what's the Mogon Marvel's name?
Who? Oh,
that's his name, mate.
Cody Ramsey. Mm. He's got a tattoo of Speedy Gonzalez on his leg.
Oh, wow.
Of course he does.
So that's something I noticed.
You remember the Morris boy's dad, don't you?
Yeah.
Steve?
Slippery.
Yeah, he was a good player. So he was a halfback at Saints.
Wow.
Very small player. And then he went out to the wing. Finished his career on the wing.
Does he look like
how's that for unusual? Starters played half for a lot of years. Played in a 1979 grand final against the Bulldogs at halfback against one Steve Mortimer.
Oh, there you go.
And then had a great career and played reps out on the wing. That's a very unusual career arc.
I was in third form in 1979.
Wow.
That's what we used to call it. Okay, so where to for the Dragons?
Oh, well.
Roosters,
Tigers
we said.
This week.
Yeah. They'll win that.
You would hope so, but is the Griff magic wearing off a little bit here?
Could be.
Ben Hunt may be back this week.
I thought he was back. He was going to be playing the Anzac game.
It was
touch
and go. But they thought they might try and win, so they sat him out.
That's gonna uplift the team, I think. I know. Have a laugh. But I think having him back and, you know, I think they're going to be all right. I think they're going to smash the Tigers. And will they be in the eighth position? That's the thing.
Well, Raiders are in the eighth position, so will they take... Well, they're currently running seventh at the moment, I think.
What, Dragons are?
Yeah.
Fuck.
There you go. Yeah, eight to ten, that's where the Saints
are. 8 to 10.
You know, it's hard to say at this point. One game left. Storm 42, Warriors 20. Look, I know the kid Reece Walsh played fullback and he looked all right, but is this sacrilege to put Roger Tuivasa-Sheck on the wing?
Yeah, it was stupid. I don't know what the point.
They wonder, because Roger's leaving.
Yeah,
they think this kid, this 18-year-old kid's the future, and he looked okay.
But why would you fucking blood him against the Storm?
But he looks like a half, not a fullback. Yeah.
God.
Play him in halves.
Yeah.
And like, agreed. And then Roger's on the wing and Josh Adokar's making a dick of him.
Yeah.
Oh my, did you see the one where he just stopped, looked at him, and then ran around him?
Yeah. Roger, I hate when that happens.
You cannot play on the wing, mate.
No.
I know, you're a nice guy.
He's a great guy.
You can't play on the wing.
No.
Jerome Hughes is shit hot.
Yeah, he's good.
He's good.
He doesn't get the accolades that other halves do.
He's bloody good, man. How often does a player score a hat-trick? Ken Mamalo scored a hat-trick and his team loses by 22 points. Wouldn't have happened many times, though.
Interesting stat, yeah.
Like,
well, Fifita did it too.
There you go.
Yeah, so twice in a week. twice in a week.
It happens all the time.
Yeah.
Storm looking good, man.
Storm are fucking red hot.
That was without Ryan Papenhuyzen.
Yeah, they're going to be there or thereabouts again. I'm looking at Storm, Panthers.
Grand final?
Rabbits.
Nah.
Well, the odds are this. Panthers are the first.
Yep.
They're on like 350, and I think Storm and Rabbits are both on 450 each.
Wow.
So we're even with them, but I don't think we're as good as them.
You guys struggle against Storm to start with.
We got them after you.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, round 9. Thursday night at home, you coming?
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, I'll bring you down to our seats.
Okay, I'm out then.
Hey, you got to sit where we are. You know how fucking...
Yeah, I like the Storm Rabbits game. It's always good. Because they're your mojo. Like, they're your team. They got you.
If you can beat them, then I'll put you up
live,
there.
Though. It's good to see them live. Yeah. Pappenhausen might be out for that game too, so that evens up the ledger a bit.
Yeah,
Luttrell will be out still.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be a shame. Two of them out would be awful.
That's terrible. Yeah. This is what I mean, mate. They're just
you're right.
Ruining the fucking brand. That's what they're doing.
So, Melbourne, I think the Warriors are going to beat the bottom five or six teams this year when they play them generally, but as soon as the Warriors run into a class outfit, they're outclassed.
So, explain this to me. How the fuck are we going to support another team in New Zealand?
Yeah.
Well, the talent pool is so shit.
They're
talking about expansion in New Zealand and Brisbane, two teams to come in the next few years.
Well, we don't have to support them to start with. What do you mean?
How does the NRL support? It's going to be two more shit games. Yes, it's going to be two games your team will probably win. But
can they just get the rugby team to play rugby league? Just give that a go.
The All Blacks.
I'd watch the shit out of that.
Give them a go. See what happens.
I don't know. I just don't think the talent pool is big enough to support two more teams when we've got so many teams that are getting fucking slaughtered every week.
Yeah, I think like last week we talked about it, Biff's email, just make it a New South Wales and maybe one Queensland team and that's it. Leave it at that.
All right.
It's just too much. It's not going to work in
the Biff paradox. That's what we're going for, the Biff paradox here. Anything else to add about this game? Storm good?
Nah, pretty clinical shit, man. Storm, seriously.
Yeah,
They just keep
marching. Who they got?
Josh Adokar was just fucking with him at the end. Like, he was just doing whatever the hell he wanted. Storm next week. Have the Sharks.
Okay. Josh Adokar was interviewed after the game, and they asked him about going to Bulldogs, and he laughed. He said, he goes, I've loved my time at the Storm, but, you know, it is what it is.
Wow.
It's retirement.
So that's what you want. That's what you want to hear from your incoming fullback.
Retirement.
It is what it is.
He's getting quite a bit of money, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Would you reckon
fullback? He'll be a good fullback, man.
I
would hate to see him play fullback.
Why?
He's a winger, mate.
It doesn't work, does it? It's very rarely works.
We got history of that. We signed Brett Morris, who's 35 years old, Kilnet. We signed in to be our fullback, and he was a complete dud with us. Josh was good in the centres, playing in his right position. These blokes aren't as adaptable as you think, mate. Josh Adokar is an out-and-out winger. He showed that last night.
You heard it here.
They put an outstanding footballer, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, but put him out of position opposite Josh Adokar, and he made a goose out of him.
Yeah.
Like he's a winger. You might think he wants to be something else. He got
wrapped up like a mummy, Egyptian mummy.
I don't think he'll give a shit once he gets up to the Dogs. He'll play on the wing. He's getting his money, and he's getting back into Sydney. That's what he wanted.
Yeah.
So I think he'll play the wing.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a wrap-up of the round. Do you have any news, Morten?
Yeah, we can do news.
Okay, let's do some news because I want to hear this.
Morton Paragon News.
South-related news this week, Larry Floyd. Apparently two clubs were chasing Sam Burgess.
Yeah, I read
hard.
That.
Apparently
what,
one
as
of them,
a player?
One yeah. of them was Madge McGuire's Tigers.
Yeah. The other one was the Bulldogs, I heard.
Oh, why wouldn't we? We'd chase yeah. anyone. So he's up at the Gold Coast with his Presbyterian freaking bodybuilder, whatever he is.
Yeah. Pentecostal.
Getting ready for SAS wow. Australia.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
32 years old. But the fly in the ointment is you retired him medically.
He's medically retired, so... Mm. If but he if comes he, back, we'll get charged with his
yes.
with his contract, which means that the team buying him would have to pay that out.
Correct.
So he's not going to come back.
Bloody desperate, wouldn't you?
Yeah. There's right. no way he's going
to
come back.
But we did say the Tigers and the Bulldogs, so that would fit yeah. bloody desperate.
If you could play him...
I'd like, love to see him.
You could play him 10 minutes a half.
You would love to see him, wouldn't you?
15 minutes a half.
I think they're buying him just almost as leadership.
Yeah.
Because they know that players listen
he
to
won't
him.
Play for anyone other than Souths anyway.
I wouldn't think so.
No. But, I'd sign him again, but I mean, obviously...
He might then. Play for Madge.
Nah.
Has there been a fallout with him and Russell Crowe?
No, not at all.
Are you sure?
Fall in.
If you know, I feel like, you know, I've read somewhere that Crowe was sort of upset with what he's, you know, done with the whole Coke thing.
Crowe's upset with what he's done. Jesus Christ.
Crowe needs to look in the mirror.
Yeah.
It's a fucking mess. You'll
find one big enough.
A mess.
I'm sorry, Rusty. I'm sorry.
More South-related news. Two men were arrested last Friday, including a 22-year-old from Latrell Mitchell's hometown of Taree for sending Latrell Mitchell abusive racist messages online. Mm. What's with this, like...
Yeah, it's
so they were arrested.
22-year-olds do, yeah.
Yeah, he got
wow,
trolled.
That's
he got,
good.
He got trolled racially pretty hard.
Yeah,
like you know, oh, you I'm can like, imagine what they said.
Yeah. So was this about the send-offs? Is this
or must have
just,
been? Yeah, I don't know anything about really it. I haven't know. Seen. I never saw the comments, and I can't no. find them anywhere because they've been removed.
You got the gist of it, though.
Yeah, you get the gist of it. And good on him for calling him out. Fuck it.
Yeah.
You don't have to cop that shit.
Yeah, it's good, man. Get rid of the fucking keyboard warrior, man. That's all it is now.
That's
they just
right.
fucking sit there and they type all that shit. Good on him.
Yeah, I mean, we talk a lot of shit, but seriously, come on. Like,
yeah, we don't go.
And yeah. messaging players with, like, yeah. what the fuck? What are you doing?
Yeah.
I'm glad they're acting on it, man.
Yeah,
finally.
Well, they arrested him, so.
Like, is that a world first? I don't know. Like, you don't hear that in any other
Troll
sports.
Arrest?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It could be a world first. Latrell, there you go.
Latrell.
Dean Pay says he's up for and ready to go to coach in the NRL again.
Tigers.
Yeah.
Would a team take him?
Tigers would.
You reckon?
Nah. I don't know.
You can't judge what his time with Canterbury Banks down because they've just
no
fucking
cattle,
no
mate.
Shit.
No
and they
cattle.
Fucking, the pun, they dogged him hard because they fucking said he'd be there and then as soon as things start looking good, they got rid of him.
They gave him the old...
dead on.
That's terrible.
But he was in, how do you do? One, two, out the door.
Yeah. He was winning a few games at the back end of the seasons, like, but then he'd start off shit always. So, I don't know. Good luck, Dean Pay.
Good luck, Dean Pay. Yeah. But maybe,
no one's going to get him.
Maybe not. Ray, how do you respond to the news that you've picked the same team for this week, including the same centres with Sebastian Chris on the wing? Are you happy with this?
You're kidding. Is it the same team? The
teams aren't out yet, are they?
Teams are out.
No, it's usually Tuesday, isn't
I'm
it?
I'm having a look. I'm looking at teams right now.
You're looking at last week's team?
No.
Because we're the gold standard, remember?
No. Yeah,
yeah, I don't know, man. Shit. That's just, that's...
Can you look at the Rabbitohs team for me?
Surely he's got Tarpany back. You don't keep him
you
off
need
for
Tarpany,
that long.
Yeah. He's...
Like, just like, give him one game, all right.
And no. Hodgson. Get Hodgson back, too.
Apparently he's got a calf injury. A
lot of talk.
You know what I heard today? You just did the air inverted commas.
Mm.
Steve Martin... The comedian invented that. He was the first one to do it on Saturday Night Live. I just read that today. So there you go.
The Jerk, what a movie.
Yeah.
Man Fantastic. With Two Brains, Dr. Yep. Huffer. Can't beat it.
Huffer.
Apparently if Teddy doesn't play this week because of the concussion, which is a good... Manu's going to fullback and then they're going to probably bring Suwali
to the centres.
Ooh, I want to see that.
That would be interesting.
I want to see that.
He's a fucking good player, man. Yeah. Very good player.
That's my news.
That's Morton's news. Anything to add, boys?
Oh, I had a thing on medication, but we'll do that.
I'll email it.
Your wife's very ready.
Yep.
Is she dilated yet?
I don't know. I'll have a look.
Who's going to win? Gentlemen, who's going to we'll finish with this. What's the score in Raiders South this Thursday night? Your two teams.
Carney. This has crept up on me, mate. I didn't even know we're playing each other next week.
34-12.
What's the score? Who's winning? What's the score?
It's going to be 48-4 Raiders way.
I'm going
bounce back.
Is that medication?
Yeah, let's be honest, mate. 34-12 Rabbitohs.
34-12 Rabbitohs. No,
biting the kick out on the full twice.
Yeah, that's
can you bet on that?
That's a given.
Can you bet on
it? It's a new bet now. Drop the ball on the line once.
Could you do a double of Whiten kicking out in the full and Burgess dropping ball over the try line?
Did you hear about that? Just on that, did you hear about the guy that put $500,000 on the Storm yesterday?
It's a win. The comp or the game?
The game against the Warriors.
Just for that game.
Easy money.
They were a dollar. I think he put $100,000 when they were $1.07. Another $200,000 when they were $1.08. Yeah. And then another $200,000.
And so if he had the money, he would.
He won $30,000.
Yeah.
But he bet $500,000.
I don't get bets like that.
No.
Because
for $30,000. Yeah. If you got $500,000, what's the
grand? People that just love the fucking gamble. Yeah. That's all it is. It's just an adrenaline rush.
Yeah, just like this podcast. All right, so we'll see you next week.